Wangang Village in the southwest is a popular tourist destination in Guizhou Province. More than 70% of the residents are from the Bui ethnic group. The villagers used to live on traditional agriculture by planting corn and rice on their barren fields. Most of the farming households lived below the poverty line. Since 2007, the village has begun developing rural tourism focusing largely on culture. The landscapes, visual and performing arts, and lifestyles of the Bui people attract thousands of tourists every year. Deputy Hua Qun, secretary of the village branch of the Communist Party of China, said the village's per capita income in 2016 reached 12,000 yuan, or $1,730, about 6 times higher than 10 years ago. Hua said tourism growth not only helps relieve poverty in the region, but also keeps Bui families united.
Before 2007, half of the young people left the village to look for jobs in big cities like Guangzhou and Shanghai, leaving their children and parents at home. This has resulted in social contradictions. Following the development of rural tourism, young people returned to the village to run farms, businesses, and breeding industry. The old problems were solved. It also tightened the bond of love between family members.
By developing rural tourism, more money has flowed through these poverty-stricken regions in central and western China, increasing the number of jobs and bringing new ideas for development to those regions. Statistics show that in 2015, more than 2.6 million people escaped poverty by developing tourism-related incomes, and the government is continuing its efforts to lift another 12 million people out of poverty by 2020 through developing rural tourism. Li Jingzhao, chief of the National Tourism Administration, told media during the NBC annual session that tourism will continue to be a pathway out of poverty for many.
We are planning to lift 17% of the country's impoverished population out of poverty by developing tourism. The proportion is even higher in the regions with heavy tasks of poverty alleviation. We will step up efforts to reduce poverty through tourism. And to provinces that have been already lifted out of poverty, we'll continue developing rural tourism to improve the quality of life for farmers.
The administration set its 13th five-year plan to work with other agencies to provide support for 22,600 villages, including improving transportation, telecommunications, and sewage and garbage treatment facilities. In addition, tourism experts were